You're listening to the Geek Legacy Escape Pod.
The crew coming together and gelling and becoming this, like, you know, intergalactic family that we know and love.
And wacky mayhem ensues.
It just feels like they're trying so hard to capture the fans of the original series.
Yeah, that was hot garbage.
He just got, like, weird, like, creepy uncle weird.
That was a bold choice.
Yeah, I had fun with it.
That's true. It was the 80s.
It must be so bad that they just never rewrite.
You won't make it in the future, do you?
I don't think so, no.
I am not a Tosh ER fan. That's probably the nicest thing I will say.
That is absolutely perfect way to describe it.
Yeah.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. Welcome to another episode of the Geek Legacies Escape Pod, where we revisit Star Trek The Next Generation all these 30-some-odd years later and rate them whether they are yay or nay. Do we like them? Do we not like them? This is all started because a couple weeks back, David challenged us with the idea that, you know what, there's a lot more bad episodes of Star Trek The Next Generation than there are good episodes. And, you know, we are starting from season one, and we're testing that theory. And so far, it's turning out to be pretty surprisingly true, which is disappointing. because here we are, eight episodes in. We just watched our eighth episode, and of the first seven, there have been two yays and five nays. So two good episodes to five bad episodes for those of you keeping track. With us, as always, is Mr. Justin Cavender. How you doing?
I'm good. Sorry I was laughing and ruined your intro.
No, you're fine. You're fine. That's good. Getting a reaction out of any of you guys after this dour episode is a good thing. And of course, also with us this evening is Mr. David Edmondson. How are you doing, sir?
Oh my God, I hate the fucking Ferengi so much. I wish they all would just disappear from this planet. I didn't ever have to watch this episode again because I wanted to pair my eyes out because everything is terrible in this episode. I'm great. How are you, Randy?
I'm fantastic, thank you. And I can tell that you only have like 7% left on your phone because in case it cuts out, you said everything you needed to say about the episode in like 20 seconds there. So this episode was called The Battle, and it originally aired on November 14th in 1987. And on the IMDb page for Next Generation, it gives it a 6.9, which is almost a full point higher than the last episode, which we actually gave a yay to. But this episode was not so much fun. You know, it took me two sittings to get through it because I fell asleep the first time, which, you know, I have a long history of doing that with media that I'm not really connected to. If you listen to the main podcast and hear about how long it took me to get through Winter Soldier, I'm still working on it. How many years has that movie been out? But so here we are with The Battle. Other than your hate for Ferengis, David, what do you have to say about this episode?
I feel like every episode that we've seen so far revolves around, you know, some kind of mind control or being tricked into something or having the body possessed or something like that. And like, you know, this was more of the same of that. You know, sure, it was limited to just Picard, but, you know, I think the Ferengi, you know, I've yet to have anything interesting happen from the Ferengi. You know, I won't steal Justin's thunder. I know he has some strong feelings about, you know, this episode would have been better if there was more ambiguity involved with Picard and what he did, you know, to just outwardly, like, you know, get him off the hook, you know, I think does a disservice to both, you know, the brave military men who have to make split second decisions. And I think it makes Picard a less interesting character that he doesn't have any kind of gray in him.
One thing I kind of skipped over but shouldn't have is reading the quick blurb about this episode. So it says, "Beware Ferengi bearing gifts. Captain Picard receives the Stargazer, a ship considered lost that he once commanded." So, I mean, that pretty much encapsulates the idea of it. Anytime the Ferengi are wanting to give you something and not wanting anything in return, we know the nature of Ferengi now, but this was only the second episode that ever had any Ferengi activity in it in the Next Generation or in Star Trek in general. So this is really only the second time we've seen them. And notice that when we see them, we get the same, like when they're on the view screen, that white background and you're looking at their giant face and their gnarly teeth and everything. Just like we did the first time we saw the Ferengi, on the view screen. And, Yeah, I mean, in the future of Star Trek, of course, we know that they'll never do anything unless there's profit in it for them. But in this one, they're suspiciously generous.
Well, it's funny you mention that, because the AV Club did a rewatch of Next Generation under more auspicious causes than ours. You know, we're doing it because we think it's terrible. I think it's terrible. You guys love it. His synopsis for the episode was that it made the crew look silly, saying, put it this way, if someone showed up to your door and said, hey, we want to give you this weapon you used to murder a bunch of guys we knew years ago, wouldn't you be a little suspicious?
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, that pretty much... I mean, let's not beat around the bush. So the whole thing is, there's this battle that happened, and it's this historic battle, and the Ferengi remember it like very deeply. And it's like this thing that's like, I don't want to say it's like as notorious on the Federation side of the history books, but Captain Picard is forced to relive it over and over and over again. And the way that he recalls it, it wasn't necessarily a flat-out bloody massacre, but the way that the Ferengi tell it, that he just like wiped out people and fired on ships unprovoked. And he caused this big massacre that they still remember very vividly and are wanting to get revenge for. Which is part of like the look at the Stargazer ship that they're being offered, very much like a Trojan horse. You know, there's something hidden inside of it that's meant to specifically target Captain Picard in all of this. Justin, you haven't really said much about the episode yet. What are your thoughts overall?
Right. So I kind of enjoyed this one, but I started making my own story as I was watching it. Like, I probably would have kind of, I know it sounds weird, but I was imagining that this would be better if the Ferengi weren't even involved and they came across this abandoned ship, this stranded Stargazer ship, and that when the crew went over to check it out, then maybe they would be replaying logs, and one of the logs that was available would have been the events that transpired with the battle, and maybe they would have seen that Picard did act out of character and attack this ship, and it's like a ghost ship, and they're having to do some detective work and sort of replay logs to find out what happened, and it was something covered up. You know, was this an actual honest to goodness like legal attack that they did on them? You know, or did Picard murder these Ferengi? And I think that would have been a lot of fun to explore, to whether or not he was a good captain or a bad captain, or made a rash decision, or whatever the case may be. I think that would have been a lot of fun.
Oh my god, Justin, you made this episode so much better in the first 2 seconds of what you said.
No, honestly, that's huge, because, okay, so the moment they find this thing and they find the records that basically indicate that Picard perpetrated this attack, Riker's like, you know, I have to contact Starfleet Command. So it's going to be a day to get the signal there and a day to get their response back. You got 2 days to fucking figure this shit out, right?
Right.
If the Ferengi were smart, and if they knew Federation procedure and everything, which they probably really don't, because this, again, are only our second encounter with them. I mean, unless there's a much larger history of the Ferengi and the Federation that we haven't seen in Next Generation. But anyway, if they were really smart about it, they would have done just that. They would have put the ship out there where the Enterprise is going to come across it, and where the crew is going to be, basically, they're going to find out about Picard's checkered past, and then essentially use that against him, like let the due process of the Federation, you know, come down on him, like, oh wow, all this stuff was hidden and covered up, whether that actually was or whether the Ferengi manipulated the records to let it show that. They totally could have played the cards against Picard and have the Federation discipline him, you know, strip him of his rank, of his ship, and all that kind of stuff, and it would have been career assassination,
right,
instead of actually trying to kill the guy.
Right. Yeah, so I mean, I think I started to make it better in my head. So I didn't hate this episode nearly as much as you guys did. I was more spending my time just tweaking with it, you know, like at an editor's table. I'm just like, yeah, maybe we do this, maybe we do that. But I like the idea of possibly a flawed Picard, and I mean, I would hate that he murdered all these people, but I liked exploring that possibility that he had seconds to react and he chose poorly. So, I mean, that's where my head was at. And so I kind of enjoyed the episode, and that might even be my own fault for remembering it a different way. But I was just like, oh, this will be really cool. We did this and we did that, and I thought it was fun. And as someone that is not pro Ferengi like you are, as soon as I saw them pop up on my screen, I'm like, fuck, I hate these guys. But I liked the back and forth between Riker and the first officer. You know, first officer, yeah. First officer, and I thought that was really cool because they're always in a unique position to where. You know, they have to do what their captain says, but, you know, they obviously play out scenarios in their own head of how they would do it if they were captain kind of thing. And so, you know, they had the ship and the crew and the safety of the captain are always, you know, their number one priority. So it was really cool to see those conversations between the two of them. And even the Ferengi first officer saw the flaw in what the captain was doing and had to remove him from command, which I thought
was really because cool. There was no profit in it.
Yeah, by their laws, no they're profit. Like, yeah, fuck this. Yeah,
yeah. There's no profit in revenge, so you
exactly
know, we removed this guy. There so yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and just kind of like go over my notes because I've been keeping notes as we watch these episodes. So apparently, in the future, there are no headaches unless you have something medically seriously wrong with you.
Even know what it was. She's like, a headache? He's like, yeah, you're the doctor. I don't even know what the fuck a headache is. Yeah, that's pretty funny.
And then they're calling it medical fakery. Like, the pain is still there, but it's just cloaked, you know? Which is really interesting, talking about, like, medication for headaches and stuff like that. But turns out the Ferengi are controlling the headaches. And this is the thing that's really interesting. Like, somehow in this wrecked-out ship that's just, like, fire damage and just like it looks like anything that could have been stripped out of it probably was at some point. Miraculously, there's this chest of Picard's personal belongings.
Yes,
hope still chest. in his old quarters. Yeah, his hope chest next to his Calvin Klein jeans, right? or underwear. Anyway, so in this hope chest is this mind altering device, and all I could think of when I looked at it was it reminded me of a pogo ball toy from the 80s. And is basically like this rubber ball with a plastic disc around it. And if you do yourself a favor, go to YouTube and type in pogo ball commercial 80s. And you will come across some delightful old advertisements from the late 80s, the exact same era that this show aired. So, I mean, they could have taken one of these things and doctored it up and threw some lights in it to use as a prop for all. But it looks like a goddamn pogo ball. So anyway, they're remotely using this, or the captain of the Ferengi ship is remotely using this to control Picard's headaches and making him like implanting things in his mind and making him relive the past over and over, you know, to kind of like relive that decision and seeing all his crew members in peril all around him and all this kind of stuff. So it's really kind of interesting. And I did note there was one fun Wesley Crusher line, and he's wearing his iconic like rainbow sweater that he wears a few times this season, I think, and that's the one that they were going to make the action figure of him in before that line got canceled. But he says, "I don't know much about brain scans, but they're not supposed to look like that." So he's totally become the well, actually, guy, you know,
yeah.
In this episode. And why is he so fucking smart? You know, why does he, how at like the age of 14, 15, whatever he is, does he know what a brain scan should look like?
I don't know. Sharp kid.
But anyway, one other fun thing that they mentioned in this.
Oh, wait, real quick. I'm sorry. You mentioned the rainbow sweater. Do you remember when you were a kid having a blue jacket with a rainbow on it? By chance, there's like those windbreakers that had, I don't remember the brand, but it was basically like a blue windbreaker that had a rainbow across like the chest and arms.
It was like dark blue. I remember seeing them. I never had one. The only rainbow anything I had the shirt from Captain EO, and it had that kind of little swish that was like rainbow colored.
Oh, sure.
On the chest. Yeah, I had one of those. It was the same one.
Ocean Pacific. I just Googled it. Ocean Pacific was the brand.
OP.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember that. That was a thing in the 80s.
Yeah, so maybe that's why his sweater had it.
Yeah,
to relate to pop culture.
There you go. He was keeping with the fashion trends of the late 80s.
Yeah.
So the only other fun note that I took down from this episode was the Picard maneuver. You hear them talking about the Picard maneuver a few times. And when faced against it, even Picard Riker was saying, you know, there's no defense against the Picard maneuver.
Right.
Apparently it's that good, and it's in the history books.
Well, he got the job as captain, probably.
I guess so, and that was all due maybe to this battle that happened in the Stargazer, yeah. The Picard maneuver, which is basically shoot on unsuspecting unarmed people before they have a chance to react. That's the Picard maneuver, and you know what? You're right. There is no defense against being super punched.
He's like, one on three, one, go.
Yeah, fire. You know, it confirms what we've been saying all through season one. Picard the dick.
Asshole, man. He's the worst.
So now let's go ahead and rate the episode. We've already lost David. His phone battery died, so he is not currently with us, but he did text us his rating. He is a staunch nay. What say you, Justin, sir?
Yeah, see, I don't know. I'm a yay on this one. I enjoyed it. I mean, as someone that doesn't really like Ferengi, I did like this exploring that Picard might have made a mistake. And I think that was a fun episode. I really do. I enjoyed this one. I was on board, so I'm a yay.
It took me two sittings to get through it. I couldn't really get into it very much. And only when hearing about it through your musings of what could have been better about it or how it could have been approached differently did I kind of soften towards this episode. So I came into this a nay, and you came real close to changing my opinion, but I'm still gonna hold on to that nay, and we're gonna make that the sixth nay to two yays. Yeah, so ultimately that is two against one. I'm sorry, Justin, to be the tiebreaker.
That's okay. There was another one where I almost swayed you. I don't remember which one it was anymore, though.
But. I don't remember either, but it was a couple episodes back. And, you know, these ones, they're all it takes is talking about it and maybe kind of a little bit of a deeper exploration, more than just what you see on the surface, to really kind of gain a better enjoyment of these episodes. Just talking about it now, I already enjoy it more than I did when I was watching it.
Right. Maybe we should watch them all together. I think it might help our viewing.
I know. Oh, imagine the live commentary that would come out of a situation like that.
Oh, that'd be fun.
But yeah, so I don't know. If I were to rewatch it, I might change my mind, but I'm sticking with my gut and going with no on this one. But I will give you something to look forward to for next week.
Sure. Can I wait real quick? Can I talk about something that happened last week?
Of course, yep.
So last week, the episode was Justice, and that was where the young Wesley Crusher stepped on some flowers and got in trouble, and he was going to be murdered. And I brought up that memory that I had of the kid in Singapore, and I had said that he would, like, chew gum, and Singapore had a problem with that. Like, he spat it out or something, and I misremembered the crime in Singapore as gum chewing and spitting it out. And someone on Twitter fact-checked us, which was great, or fact-checked me, rather. It was at Nostalgia JT said, I was listening to the Epic Legacy podcast, and the incident Eddie Armo mentioned about the American teenager in Singapore is kind of a Mandela effect. Michael Fay was accused of vandalism, not chewing gum, but I remember every news story about the incident mentioned that Singapore had strict rules against gum chewing. I wonder how many people remember this crime as gum chewing, which is interesting. But I think so I actually replied back, thanks for the fact check. I doubt too many remember it as gum, as my 10th grade history teacher was the one that shared the story. I probably wasn't paying attention and misremembered it as gum. That's on me. Maybe someone in class spit out their gum, and that's why he even brought it up. But of course, he did mention, you know, that, you know, many people do remember, you know, like there was all these news stories about the whole gum chewing thing. So that very well could be a Mandela effect. So thank you very much for clearing the air on that.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. I didn't even, I remember that the event happened. I didn't remember exactly what it was that triggered it. Vandalism, I mean, now that it's mentioned, that sounds absolutely right. I thought it could have been like littering or something silly, like not that littering is silly, but something that is relatively minor. Hell, the guy could have vandalized something with his gum for all we know. Maybe, right. Maybe it's a combination of the things.
Yeah, but, gum under the desk, I would consider vandalism instead of you know, right? Like littering or anything like that. Yeah.
Because honestly, once it's been there for longer than a week, it is a permanent part of that desk.
Yeah. Science takes place.
Yeah. Something about the chemical bond between gum and wood on those school desks, they just become one after fused for longer than like a week. So yes, thank you for the fact check. That is awesome.
Yeah. And thank you for listening. That's great.
Yeah, exactly. That just goes to show that, hey, we have a listener out there. Somebody else that shares our interest in old episodes of Star Trek The Next Generation. Cool. Very cool. All right. So next week we have an episode called Hide and Q, which means we get to see Q again for the first time since the intro to the series. And this one is 7 stars. So it is 0.1 higher rating on according to IMDb than this episode was. And the blurb about it is the Enterprise encounters Q again, and he tempts Riker by endowing him with the powers of the Q. Ooh. And I don't remember this episode at all, so I'm going into it completely blind. I love it. I love it. And I'm curious to see what Riker's going to do with it. You know, going to go back down to that that planet where everybody's having the sexo and just like be snapping his fingers, you know?
Yeah. We'll take it. Singapore 2.0.
Love it. Love it. Cool. So join us again next week, and we'll hit another episode for you, and hopefully we'll raise that yay tally by another one, so we can try to start evening things out here. But at least we have the promise of Q in the next one. So there's that. So on behalf of Geek Legacy and the Escape Pod podcast, thank you for listening, and come play with us again next time.